might add a thought to what Brother John shared during that last question. Sometimes it's good just to, children, do like Mary did. She pondered things in her heart, but she didn't say everything she knew. Sometimes your children need to be that way too. Just ponder things, but don't say everything you know. It's wise to learn to just keep quiet sometimes. Okay, I have three questions here, and two of them are somewhat the same, so I'll try to answer two of them with one. By the grace of God, I hope to be able to answer these somewhat. Maybe not perfectly, but this one is it good if I would pray for my future husband, remembering to be surrendered to God and have no one in mind? This would be before someone asks for me. I've heard conflicting thoughts. What to do as girls sleep? I would just answer that. In my mind, I would answer that with a yes. That is good to pray in faith, trusting God for the future. A verse that I chose to go with this would be in Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. So I believe it is right to pray. And the next two questions, I'll read both of them and then try to answer them together. Should the skeletons come out of the closet sometime? And if yes, then when should it happen in this process? Well, let me answer part of that question. The first part, the skeletons should come out of the closet. They start stinking. And that smell will follow you. So yes, get them out of the closet. And then I'll answer the last part of that question. I believe it's important that they come out of there, because they'll follow you to the day of judgment if you don't. But the last part of that question is, if yes, then when should it happen in this process? Okay. And then the next question is, if you start dating and you have had a dark past, but are forgiven and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, do you share this with the young man or young lady you're beginning to date? If you do, when? If you do share it, how much and to what extent? And that's a difficult one for all of us to go through if we've had a dark past. But if we're forgiven and washed in the blood, I believe there's an answer for that. And I think I'll try to answer it discreetly if I can here. But there's a verse that I often think about things like this. And this is talking about the new dispensation and about in the new life in Christ. It says in Jeremiah chapter 31, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. That is the graciousness of God. I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. And I believe that's talking about someone who's found repentance and brokenness before God and been forgiven. And I believe that even though there's some scars in your life that may follow you and your memory and all of that. The Lord, remember, the Lord has forgiven you. You've trusted in the blood of Jesus and you've been forgiven and washed. And so now you start to date a young lady, or maybe a young lady is faced with this as a young man asks her. And I know I've pondered this before because this comes up, but in my mind, if it's a young man, I think it's wise for him, first of all, maybe to talk to his father about it. Share these things with his father. And his father can also give direction and guidance in this. But if you're asking for talking to the father of the young lady, I think it's wise for you to mention this to the father of the young lady. I don't think this is something that needs to be blown out of proportion, but I do think that the father should know about it even at the beginning of courtship. Maybe seek his advice on it, both fathers. And if the father sees the young man has repented and has broken, his life is open before God and him, he's not ashamed to share his failures. And he will allow you to court that young lady. Then I believe that the time should come. I don't think it should be right at the beginning of a courtship. But it seems to me it would be right to be prior to the engagement, to somehow look for the opportunity to share this, not explicitly or not in great detail, but enough, but share it enough that you feel free in your conscience and there's no skeletons that will come out. You don't want any skeletons in the closet when you're engaged to be married. You want that out prior to that. You'll find the blessing is greater when you do that. And definitely don't wait till after marriage. Because after marriage, it can be a real blow. You mean to tell me you never told me this? That can be very devastating. So it's good to talk about those things. But you'll find freedom if you find that the Lord has forgiven your iniquity and you're cleansed and you're free. Then you'll find also the freedom. And God will, I really believe that God will open the door for you somewhere in there to share that. And pray toward that end, if that's your case, pray toward that end, that God would give you the opportunity somehow, some way, somewhere, that you can share that just before you get engaged. And I don't know if that's a fair answer or not, but that's just kind of the way I look at it. God bless you all.